Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around.
Turning around.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Around for me.
It's turning.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Sister Ruby?
Sister Ruby? Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Thank you, Sister Ruby. We appreciate you so much. Can you just choose another selection before we open up this segment? Just play another song. Hallelujah.
Yes, of course. Let's see here. God is
any
real.
Of your cues.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within.
My God, my God, my God. My God is Real by Mom Winans. And the song before that was He's Turning It Around for Me. How many know that He's turning it around for you? He's turning it around because God is real. Hallelujah. God is real. And therefore, oh, glory to God, He can turn any situation around. Amen. Sister Ruby, you are so good. And I'm going to ask you again. We're just trying to set the atmosphere for what God wants to do today. We want to set the atmosphere today. Amen. So I want Sister Ruby to just play another tune. It's in the spirit today. I didn't know how God was going to do this thing. But He's in control. So Sister Ruby, if you would just give us another song where we can just listen and meditate and let it marinate in our soul how real God is. Give us another selection, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Of your truth.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. I've seen it and I know He will. If you just let Him make a way.
God, my God, my God. Mm. God will make a way. How many know that the Lord will make a way? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless him today. Sister Ruby, we going in there more. I just feel it down in my spirit. The Lord is trying to encourage somebody today.
Amen.
Song. Do you know you can minister through song? The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise him on the cymbal. Praise him on the harp. Praise him on the tabret. Hey, hallelujah. We're ministering in songs just for these few moments. So once again, Sister Ruth, hey, glory. You see, God, have mercy, Jesus. We need you today, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you. We bless you today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great. How great is our God. And everybody just raise that praise in the building.
Hands as high as you can in this place, everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great is our God. Let us see how great is our God. Oh, see how great. How great is our God.
great. He's great. He's great. He's great. Amen. We certainly thank God for those beautiful songs on today. How great is our God. We started out with LaShawn Mitchell. He's turned it around for us. Then Sister Ruby went on to God Will. God Is Real, I'm sorry, by Mom Winer. Then we went to God Will Make a Way by Shirley Caesar. And now, how great is our God. Is there anybody out there today that's still believing in a great God? Is there anybody out there today that still know that God can do all things? Hallelujah. Is anybody out there today that believes that we can go through with the purpose? Well, if you believe that, then guess what? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his promises. Continue to keep that purpose in your heart. Continue to know that this too shall pass. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby. We're going to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on in to this segment for today. We just felt led to play a few worship songs where we can elevate our faith, where we can invoke the presence of God to come in on this line. For we need God to come in and do something for us. God bless you. Thank God for our co-host today. Sister Ruby, we just bless you, we praise you, and we appreciate. We're going to try to keep as much background noise down as we can today. Amen. So God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Lord, we just thank you today again that you allow us to wake up and come into the day to your broadcast that you have designated, Jesus, and Evangelist Bernard, the founder and the host of this great broadcast that you allowed to come forth from heaven down to this earth for your precious and wonderful people. We thank you. We love you. If we said anything, if I said anything that was against your for Jesus, I repent. Because we don't want your anointing and your rhema word to be because of what I have said or done. Because Evangelist Bernard had asked me to pray before she send the word down. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you allow us to go and be on this broadcast to send out the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection. We serving you, Lord Jesus, and we know you alive and well in the midst of everything that we say and do. And we open up our minds and souls for you to come in and take over. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen, God.
Over everything. Hallelujah, the word. The hearts of the people, the children, the whatever is going on, Lord Jesus, we want you to take over today. Hallelujah. Send your anointing and your holy power down on the broadcast today. Hallelujah. Let it
be
throughout our hearts, throughout our minds, throughout our souls, and let it go wherever you want it to go, all over the world, Lord Jesus. And go. And we just thank you for this opportunity. We just thank you that you allow us to be on this podcast. New Destiny Ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time of
Hallelujah.
Reflection. Yeah, and that you told Evangelist Bernard that you gave her this vision. Lord Jesus, you not only gave her this vision, but you gave it come to pass. Hallelujah. We serve a God that when you say something, it shall be done. Hallelujah. Shall mean it can't not stop. It's going forth. Hallelujah. You say, write the vision down, for it shall come to pass. And we just thank you for allowing us to be a part of this broadcast. We thank you for allowing us to seek your face and pray and ask you, Lord Jesus, to work everything out, the situations that set arise in your people. You know everything that's going on with our lives that you have called. All souls are yours, said the Lord. Hallelujah, and your royal family of baptized believers. You know everything that we're going through. Hallelujah, and this title this week, the focus thought is the trying in the faith. Hallelujah, going through topics, going through with a purpose. Hallelujah, I was saying, oh, Lord, sometimes we go through and we don't know that it's a purpose. Hallelujah, that we're going through. We battered up and we bruised. But you said when you go through, you'll be in the valley with us. When we go through, you all you have to do is call you and you'll comfort us and you'll be there with us. When we go through, you said you will take and provide for us. Hallelujah. When we go through, knowing that once we've been through trials, that we'll come out as pure gold. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity because you know each and every one of us. You know, Lord Jesus, where you can go and touch their hearts. Hallelujah. So we thank you this afternoon. We praise you and we magnify you and we love you. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for raining down on us today. You rain on us each and every day, but you send sometimes a day that is a special time for us. You know what's in our hearts and what we have prayed for. And Lord Jesus, you'll just send that answer before the nightfall comes. And we just thank you for it, that you're so merciful and kind to us. Hallelujah, that you said that your word won't go out void. It shall accomplish what it shall do. Hallelujah. And we thank you for accomplishing on this line with your precious souls that you sit on this line. You know just what they're going through. You know what I'm going through. Hallelujah. But you said it's a heart transplant and a mind regulator. And we got to get our mind set like your mind. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this opportunity. We love you and we praise you. Lord Jesus, we pray for the bereavement families all over the land. Hallelujah, that you can go and comfort their heart, Lord Jesus, knowing that you are there with them. Hallelujah, we thank you for it. We ask you, praying for the sick and the shut in. We're praying for the homeless. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we're praying for the children in school and around, that you place your angels around them and the blood of Jesus will cover them while they're back and forth away from their home or where they may be homeschooled. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, it still moves and covers, and we thank you for it. We thank you for this opportunity, such a great opportunity that you have given us today to come on this broadcast. Hallelujah, it goes all over the world, not just the United States, all over, and we thank you for it. We love you, and we praise you. We thank you for the founder, Evangelist Bernard, and the host, and we ask you to strengthen her, and you know what she stands in need of, Lord. We're asking you for each and every soul that comes on this broadcast, your royal family and your precious family, Lord Jesus, that you have made into this kingdom on this earth. And we thank you and we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen and amen and amen. Amen. Evangelist Bernard? Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, I'm here, Sister Ruby. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Praise the Lord. It's back into your hands.
Praise the Lord. We just so thankful. Thank God for that opening prayer, Sister Ruby. We praise you for being led of God, and we thank you for opening up this broadcast. We're just so honored to day. We're honored this week to be able to have the privilege to come once again and minister the word of God to you on this week. Again, our destiny focus is going through with purpose. Going through with purpose. Amen. And we're just, I believe this is Pastor Carew, Pastor Johnson on the line,
yeah.
And she may be at work. Can you open up her mouth? Open up her mic, Sister Ruby. We're just so glad to see her, and she may not can be on the line with us long, but we just want to acknowledge this woman of God. This is Pastor Grace Carew Johnson, and we just thank God for her. If she's able to say something to us, we would certainly like to hear from her if she's able. Amen. Pastor Carew, is this you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So good to see you, woman of God. Are you able to say anything to our listening audience or to us, today? Amen, amen. Pastor Carew? Can you hear Sister Ruby?
I can hear it, but it's breaking up.
Okay.
Pastor Carew?
Pastor Carew?
Hello?
Okay, we're having some problems, some technical difficulties. But nevertheless, we just wanted to acknowledge the woman of God, and she may be on a job and trying to listen in and may not be able, we're not able to hear quite clear. Sometimes the air frequencies is a little bit low, and they're static in the line. But nevertheless, we praise God for her and just thank God for her dropping by. And just to see her has given us strength to just move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. And at this time, we're just so happy and honored to have with us again Sister Albertine. And if you would open up her mic, Sister Ruby, we're just so blessed to have this woman of God. She's been on this line with us for about the past 4 or 5 months, and she's been faithful to this radio broadcast. And I tell you, we just love her and appreciate her and thank God for her having the heart and the mind to come on and fellowship with us every day she gets an opportunity to. Sometimes she's a hairstylist, she's an author, she's a playwright, and we just bless the Lord for her today. And again, our destiny focus this week is we're talking about going through with purpose, going through with purpose. So at this time, with no further ado, we're going to turn the rest of this service, and as long as she can, I'm not trying to put her on the spot because sometimes she's busy and she's doing things on her job, but we're opening up this space right now, and we want her to expound a little bit, and this topic is talking about going through with purpose, and we all should have a purpose, and we know that these tests and these trials, they come to make us strong. They don't come to break us down where we want to give up, but they come to make us strong. So at this time, we're going to render this time to Sister Albertine, and we want her to go forth as the Lord lead her, and whatever she can share with us today, we'll be so thankful, and God will be pleased. Amen. So we love you, Sister Albertine. This is Sister Albertine Bobo, and we love her, and we appreciate her. So Sister Albertine, let the Lord use you on today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and all the listeners. And I want to say, you know, thank you and God bless you for this opportunity. And I had asked the Lord, you know, what did he want me to talk about today? And what he laid on my spirit was, you know, the topic is going through with purpose. but he also laid on my spirit tithing and sowing seeds. And me and Sister Tammy have been, you know, discussing for the last couple of weeks about sowing seeds and, you know, paying tithes and making offers, you know, giving, you know, offerings and things like that. And I just remembered how I'm always praying and asking God, you know, to lead me and to guide me, and always praying things for me and for myself and sowing things into my business and sowing things, you know, Lord, can you bless me? But the Lord had put it on my spirit. He said, why don't you start helping and sowing seeds with other people? You know, start praying for other people and praying for their business and be a voice to help and communicate, you know, for other people's business and be a part of that as well. So I began to just sow seeds. And I remember when I was in church with Bishop McClendon, and Bishop McClendon said, come up and do a $60. He was visiting my church. I go to Noel Jones, City of Refuge in Gardena. And he had an altar call. And he said to come up and sow a $60 seed. And he said, but I want you to really ask God, sow from your heart, and ask God what it is that you would want, you know, for him to do for you, but be clear, ask him exactly what you want, you know, and sow from your heart. So I went up and I sowed, and he said, always be a person of integrity. So when your bill collectors call and when people call, be a person of integrity and face them. Don't, because God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. So I remember that next day after sowing that seed, and I prayed and I asked God, I said, Lord, I need a miracle, I need this, and then I start praying for other people's businesses as well. I didn't even get home that next morning. My bank called me and they said, well, your account is overdrawn. It was like $228. And I said, well, I'm a person of integrity, so can you go over the bill with me and tell me what it is that I need to pay? So at the end of the day, she just said, okay, just give me the $120 and that'll take care of everything and that'll bring you current. So I said, okay, well, praise the Lord. And then 15 minutes later, I remember I had PayPal called me and some other things that had been taking things out of my check account. Just to make a long story short, I never even authorized the charges. But just to show you how God, when you put God first and you sow seeds and you trust the Lord, that how he makes a turnaround. They ended up putting back about $300 or $400 back into my account. So I went from just from trusting God, sowing that seed and believing God and facing whatever the problem is, he not only turned around in my favor, but he gave me more than what I even had. He opened up that door and gave me more than what I even had. And I also remember, like sowing seeds, not only if you have no money to sow a seed, you know, into a person, you can sow a seed into ministry. You can sow a seed into helping someone. I'm a hairstylist, so I have clients sometimes who don't have money. They don't have, you know, to buy hair. They can't afford to pay $600 for some hair and then another $250. That's a house note that's possible. So they can't afford that. So a lot of times I'll say, well, here, you can have this pack, or here, you can have this, or won't you come and let me bless you today, and I'll just do your hair and don't worry about it. And I remember one of my other friends, Kim was homeless, living in her car, and she said she kept praying and asking God, you know, to move to have a better job so she could afford to bring her son out here. But her hair wasn't done. She had braids. She didn't really have enough. I said, so, Kim, why don't you come on? I saw her in the grocery store. I said, why don't you come on and let me do your hair for you? She says, well, Albertine, how much are you going to charge me? Because, you know, I don't have any money. I said, don't worry about that. You just come on and let me bless you. So then when she came and sat down. She got new, you know, 100% Indian hair. I blessed her, did her hair. And then the Lord also laid it upon me. I said, she says, because she's been asking for a new job. But she couldn't go with her hair like that. And then I looked at her handbag, and I said, well, Lord, she can't go on the interviews with that handbag. So I went in my closet, and I gave her one of my, you know, expensive bags, and I dumped everything out of her purse, and I said, take this bag. And she just cried, and I said, this is what the Lord laid on my spirit to do. So a lot of times, you know, it isn't just sometimes if you have money to sow a seed, you know, sow a seed for other people's businesses as well. Give them something. If, you know, bless the person. Somebody else's business. Spread the word. Like if you know somebody have a dry cleaning business, or one of your girlfriends have a purse business, or one of your other persons have a company, you know, when you're talking to your customers, refer. You know, referrals. That's so in as well, because you never know how that one customer may make that other, your friend, a multimillionaire. It's, you always have to intercede, bless, Pray for people. Pray for their businesses. You know, and we have to stop making it always about us. I sow seeds, you know, for sow into Evangelist Bernard's ministry. You know, sow into to the pastors who come on, sow into their ministries, so this ministry can continue to grow. And even if you got $5, $10, $20, God can multiply that, because it isn't just the seed. It's about the sower and how you sow. So the Lord has been dealing with me that lately. I go get sandwiches and make sandwiches for the homeless. Sometimes a sandwich and a bottle of water, a person hasn't eaten for 3 days. And just to say, God bless you, what's your name, I'm praying for you. And you never know, that's that prayer of intercede and praying for that person, what, how God can turn around their life. God says, be careful you entertain. You could be entertaining angels. So my thing is just sowing seeds and making sure you pay your tithes. And sometimes I'm like, well, Lord, I don't have enough to pay my rent. Well, Lord, I don't have enough to pay this bill. But the Lord says, trust me. Trust me. I remember one more quick thing, because I know it's a lot of people that want to get on. I remember.
No, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. We've given you the space.
I talk forever. I remember a girl in church. We went for Bible study. And the Lord, the bishop said, stand up. He said, okay, you know, do your tithe and your offering. So after everybody got through doing their tithe and offering, it was a girl that was sitting behind me, and the bishop said, I want everybody to stand up who has no money. But if you really don't have any money, stand up. If you do, just sit down. So it was a lot of people stood up that really didn't have any money. So he said, I want the person next to you to give them some money, give them $1, give them $5. And he said, whatever they give you, you keep that in your pocket. So after the bishop did that, it was a girl that was sitting behind me. And the Lord said, give her $20. And I said, Lord, I'm not giving her no $20. I don't know her. So the Lord said, give her $20. And I looked back at her and said, I am not giving that woman no $20. So the Lord said on my spirit again, he said, give her $20. So I said, all right, Lord. So I got up and I said, the Lord told me to give you this. And then she just looked at me and she put her head down. She didn't say a word. She just put her head down. And then as I sat down and the bishop kept talking, the Lord said, give her $20 more. I said, huh? The Lord said, give her $20 more. And I'm like, well, okay, Lord, I hope this is from you. So I turned around and I gave her $20 more. So then a little bit of time went by again. The Lord said, give her $20 more. And I'm like, all right, Lord, come on. This couldn't be you. You want me to just dump out my, you know, my purse? And I'm like, and the Lord said, give her $20 more. So I turned around and I said, the Lord said for me to give you this. And she just started weeping. And I can hear her behind me crying and weeping. And I just started praying for her. And then she came over a little while later and she sat next to me. And she said, I want to tell you something. She said, the Lord told me to come here tonight. I didn't have gas money. I didn't have no food, and I had no way to get to work. I said, Lord, and she said the Lord kept telling her to come. And she said that it was just so blessed. So sometimes the Lord is leading us to do things and to bless people, and sometimes we don't understand why. We may not even have enough. And before I got out of that church, I wasn't even out my seat good, gathering my Bibles, my Bible and my notes. I looked on my cell phone. I had three clients. And one for weave and hair. See, so sometimes it's not what we give, it's how we give. And the God is testing us to make sure that he had already had the clients. He had already given me back what I, and not to mention, I had just paid my tithes and gave an offering. So, but what seems to us, $60, that's nothing. We spend that on shoes, lunch. But that $60, well, she didn't have no gas. She didn't have no food. She didn't even know how she was going to get to work. So sometimes when the Lord lays things upon you to do, like the Lord would tell me to call and say, tell a person to come over and just do it. Give them their hair, you know, do their hair for them. You know, give them some hair, Father God. And sometimes we don't want to do it, but it's not just sowing money. You sow seeds, a word of encouragement. It could sometimes my clients come and their spirit is broken, and I'll turn on the Evangelist Bernard, and they're listening in the background, and they're like, give me that number, and, you know, oh, I really needed that. And just sometimes a word of encouragement, like, you know, don't worry, the Lord loves you, and that the Lord will see you through, and just praying for them. Sometimes that word of person could be on their way out, just ready to give up. And just that simple seed of prayer, seed of the word of God that you sow to them and speak to them that will implant into their hearts and their minds and their body, which can that can develop and lift them up and get them, because you never know how God will use them. So that's my word today, is that be a tither, find a ministry, be led to that ministry, pray and sow seeds and tell God what you're sowing that seed for. You know, you're sowing a seed for Evangelist Bernard Ministry to grow like wildfire. You're sowing that seed so Tammy's business will grow and you have multi-billion-dollar contracts. You know, we're sowing that seed for all the listeners. You know, this is a seed here that I would like to sow. I'm sowing a seed right now of miracles for all the listeners. I sow and I pray that the Lord just this week just open up doors and windows that people have to say, that was nothing but God. You know, and I pray that over all the listeners, I pray for a miracle. I want something that's so profound that people have to say, that was God. That was nothing but God. So pray and ask God what it is that you want right now, and we all touch and agree that it will be done this week. Sister Ruby, stop crying at night. God has already took care of it. You know, you're in the perfect position where you need to be, and the Lord is going to see you through. You don't have to worry about your finances. You don't have to worry about whatever it is you asking God for. Believe it, because he already did it. You just have to believe, Sister Ruby, and we love you, Sister Ruby. You're always in my spirit. I'm praying for you, and I just thank the Lord for this ministry. Evangelist Bernard, you may not never even know in this lifetime how you have touched and you have blessed me and you have helped me. Ask the Lord, send me someone that I can grow with. Send me someone that will teach me the word of the Lord and that I can grow up in the ministry and that someone can nurture me and help me, because I was on my way of just giving up. And I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for Pastor Hamilton, Pastor Davis. I thank you for everybody that has come aboard and just really has ministered and have said, sometimes you don't see the lives. By speaking the word of God, you're planting seeds.
Yes, thank you.
You're planting seeds. And so you may not see all the people in the seeds that you plant, but see, God knows. God knows.
God knows.
And it's a blessing to so many. And I don't want to hold up all the time, but tithe, I strongly suggest tithe. If you ain't got the $2, tithe a quarter. My son got a check for $25. I said, okay, this is your first check, so you're going to take 10% of that tithe, and you're going to take another part of that, and you're going to give God an offering, because that $25 could be $250,000. That $25 could be $25 million. Sow your seed, pay your tithe, and give God an offering. If you need a financial blessing, then go sow a seed. Pay your tithe. If you ask God for something, a breakthrough of your business, your home, your family, marriage, husband, whatever it is, you go pray about it, fast, sow your seed, and leave it alone. Don't talk about it. Allow the Lord to manifest that seed. Once it's manifested and it's done, come on back, tell Evangelist Bernard, and we all go celebrate. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, thank you for this word you have given me. I thank you for the listeners. I pray to God that this was a seed for someone else, and to understand about tithing and sowing and even offering, giving things. When you see maybe there's a child that needs a backpack or a pair of shoes for school. You know, if you have a barbershop, give free haircuts. You know, if there's a single mom who can't afford school clothes, then go out to all the other businesses and help her raise money, you know, for school clothes for her kids, because it's hard. Kids are under peer pressure. You never know, you know, what parents, you know, may be going through. And just pray and, you know, and just ask and say, well, if you need food, if you need this, you know, be of good cheer. And watch and see how God bless you. Even if you don't have enough. Sometimes I don't have enough. I don't have enough money. I need money for this and that. But if somebody needs it, I'm like, well, here's $20 for gas. You know, well, here, let me bless you with some food. I don't have much, but I can give you what I have. And that's it's important to do that, because you don't know what you may be doing, how many lives you could be sharing and helping. They come multi-billionaire. I remember that day when I didn't have any food, and Cammie called me and said, Albie, the Lord laid it on my spirit, and here's, come pick up $200. And then I'm falling out. And then next week I close my film deal for $2 million. And I say, here, Cammie, here's $200,000 in Jesus' name. You know, so here, Evangelist Bernard, go get that tabernacle. Go over there and go get that house you've been wanting, and we're going to pay for it. So just know that sowing seed, paying tithes and giving offerings in Jesus' name and into his ministry, you can't think about it. You've given to God and to his kingdom and children. What do you think will come from that? You go sell to the Cheesecake Factory. You go sell to Louis Vuitton. Think about the money. You can take that and sell to the ministry, or sell to a family, or sell to a father who don't have enough, and he's a single father helping his children. You're a hairstylist. Do their kids' hair for free.
Thank you,
Jesus. Save them a little bit of cash. But that's just my testimony today. Is just God has really grew me up in sowing seeds, being faithful with tithing, and being faithful with offerings. And I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, I thank you. And I thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for giving me the opportunity to allow people to hear, you know, my testimony. Thank you so much. Sister Ruby, I love you. And I'm praying for you, Sister Ruby. This week, Sister Ruby, this week, you'll see a change. I love you, Sister Ruby.
Amen, amen. You know what? I talked with Sister Ruby earlier today, and I said, well, you know, I just feel like, you know, we're going to do a little testimonies today and just let the people share. And I thought about Sister Albertine and Sister Candy, and I was sharing with her this morning. And even, you know, and I know it's of God, the word that he has put in Sister Albertine's mouth to even talk about today. We kind of talked about giving and sowing this morning. And I'm going to tell this, and, you know, I have to, because I know it's God. I remember last year, you know, Sister Ruby, she kept on asking me about my tags and, you know, when they were doing. The Lord just dealt with her. Amen. I remember she kept on asking. I said, what she keep on asking me about? My registration, my tags. And the Lord had put it on her heart. And so she had asked me, and I was telling her, and this was last year, like around October or so. And she had asked me about it. And I said, now, what is she asking me about these registrations? I said, strange. So I remember, I don't know why, but I went over to her house, and I think it was after church or something. And I went over, and I think I went to give her a call or something she had done. And I went there, and I was on my way to Sacramento. I don't know how it happened. But when I went there, Sister Ruby sat down for a few minutes and was talking. And Sister Ruby again asked me, she said, you know, I had asked you about your tags and whatever. And I told her what it was, and she said, well, how is it so expensive? I remember I had a little ticket or something in there, and that's why they had jumped up so. And she went in her bedroom, and she came back with an envelope. And the envelope was full of money. I think my tags was like $300 and some odd, hundreds of dollars. And she came back out of her room, and she had an envelope with that money in there, and also the radio broadcast. She'd been contributing to this radio broadcast since the inception. I've never came out of my pocket, never in 19 months, Sister Ruby, have contributed to this broadcast. I've never come out of my pocket. And sometimes 2 and 3 months in advance. And when she gave me that envelope, God, it was full of money. It was full of money. And it was for my registration, for my tax last year. And I didn't know that the Lord had dealt with how to pay that. But she gave it to me. Cash money, and then she gave me the money that was due for away from it. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking on God's goodness even this morning, you know, after this verdict was read and everything, it just opened up another floodgate of grieving for me, just thinking about, you know, my daughter was murdered 14 years ago, and that thing just opened up. You know, when you've lost a child, you know, Sister Ruben lost her daughter about 2 years ago through natural death. But I lost my daughter through murder, boyfriend shot and killed, and it just opened up a flood of all those memories. I had to just relive that all, and that was just this morning. I came from the gym, and I had forgotten my phone in the gym, and I called the trainer, and I said, can you check and see if I left my phone? And he when he checked, he said, Adrian, we have your phone. And I got back in the car. And as I got back in the car, something just overtook me, and I just began to cry. I think I was thanking God for, you know, not losing that phone, because it was a gift too. And I just began to cry and just began to thank God. And I know this is of God, that Albertine came on and testified about sowing. You know, it's not about money all the time. It's about having that love and that compassion and what you can do to bring some joy into somebody else's life, what you can do to kind of relieve them of a hardship or relieve them of a burden. And I just thought about that. Sister Ruby has been a blessing to this ministry, and we, you know, we have our little thing, because she may see one thing one way, and I see it another way. She don't back down, and I don't back down. We staying on our conviction, but the love that we have for the Lord, it causes us to reconnect. It causes us to just be receptive, that you may not see things my way, and I may not see things your way, but we love the Lord, and because we love the Lord just allow us to still be able to communicate effectively and still be able to work, because it's about souls. It's about what we can do for somebody else. It's just not about our foe and no more, as my Bishop Lewis said. It's not about your foe and no more. God is interested in what we can do to be a blessing in somebody else's life. So that just came to me, how she blessed me last year with those tags. And I tell you, I was just crying like a baby. I said, Lord, now you done touched it. Before the tags became due, the Lord had already made a way for it to be taken care of. So I thank God for Sister Albertine calling in and sharing with us. We're talking about going through with purpose, going through with purpose, the tests and the trials that we go through. Just know that there's a specific purpose, and for us going through these tests and trials, they're just not for us, but they're for us to be able to strengthen and encourage somebody else. So at this time, we're going to open up the line again to Sister Cammy and her and Sister Albertine are friends, and they came on this line together. And you know, two different personalities, but they love one another, they love the Lord, and they love this ministry. So we're going to open up the line for her to share with us also today. Sister Cammy, Sister Ruby, if you could open up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Sister Ruby is very private. She don't want folks in her business. But you know the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And sometimes it's to help somebody else and to let them know that they can get through this circumstance. They can get through whatever test and trial that they're going through. So this is not to put our business out, but this just to give God some glory for what she has done in my life and the support that she has been to this ministry. God sees it all. Amen. So, Sister
Amen.
Cammy.
Sister Cammy.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon, Evangelist Bernard. How you doing?
We're doing fine.
And Sister Ruby, how are you?
Yes, thank you, Sister.
Okay.
And I thoroughly enjoy Sister Albertine's testimony. I always say I had a front row seat because I've been knowing her for a long time, so I know exactly what she's talking about as far as giving and always wanting to give and always looking to give. And it's not just she's not just saying it. This is something she actually lives. So it's a blessing that she's able to come on and tell her story, because a lot of people don't understand the power of giving and seed sowing. And, again, I come from church. I was raised in church, and I started tithing and sowing so young because at that time you didn't understand because you were so young, but you was told that was to do. We always went by Malachi 3:8, and that's the only thing that, you know, you knew when you're 9 or 10 years old, is that you always said it every time before we paid tithes. But you was, like she's teaching her son, this is what you were taught, is that you sow, you pay your tithes, you give to the offering, you give to the church, and watch what God do. I always think back to, I always wanted to be the top sower and give my offering, even when I didn't have much, when I used to work part-time. But back then, I think God's way of blessing me is that I was a very successful track runner. I was, like, ranked nationally. And I always felt that when I look back on my life, I'd done so well back then, because of not only my talents, because of my obedience, you know. Yeah, not only because that I was, you know, blessed with that talent, but because of the fact that when I was introduced, and this is where obedience come in, and a lot of kids don't understand this today, to when back then your parents said, this is what you're supposed to do, we did it. It wasn't an argument, you know what I'm saying? You didn't say anything, and when you look back on your life, and it's like 10 to 15 years later, you understand why. And that's like the prodigal son and prodigal daughter that comes home. Once you, that's a steal, like riding a bike, you understand why. And I am blessed, and I'm grateful for that, because, again, like I said yesterday, everything I'm going through now, I know God has sustained me. He has prolonged. He has given me extensions on things that I know for a fact that I should be sitting here with no lights and no place to stay. I know that. But I know that because of my tithe, because of my me sowing seeds and offering for years and years, and it may have been for something I did 10 years ago. I don't know. We don't know when that was, because we plant seeds. And that's what people don't understand. That's what sowing seeds are. You're planting seeds. And that seed can be for your kid. That can be for your kid's education. That can be for, you know, what I'm going through right now. You know, so I thank God for when I was able to give, you know, years ago or last week or 2 weeks ago, that has helped me today. And I am so grateful for that. And I am so grateful for every time I hear someone say that, because I go out battle to battle with people with that. So, you know, oh, you can go down and give to the homeless, and you could just feed the homeless, and, you know, you're making that minister rich. And I was like, I don't think you understand, because, you know, again, me coming from church, I'm always a person, know the Spirit by the Spirit, know the Bible by the Bible. From, you know, understanding Malachi and all the different scriptures when we were in church, and they would talk about different scriptures that go back to tithing. So you would have to go, I would have to always say to them that if you look back on in Genesis 14, Numbers 18, where everything has something to do with tithing. You know what I'm saying? And I say it wasn't just God saying that, you know, hey, I went to Numbers. The tithe is dedicated to Levites for the word, for the work in the tabernacle. In Deuteronomy 12:5-11, God gives instruction for what to do with the tithe once Israel crosses the Jordan. I mean, just on and on and on, where you can go in the Bible where God talks about tithing and how important it is. And I think that a lot of people these days do not understand that. They think it's just for the ministers to get rich, you know, and I hear that a lot. But I know for a fact, just I'm a living testimony, and I stand here today, and I would never, no one can ever tell me any different. And I'm telling you that. You can come here, you can tell me 50 million things. I know from since I was 9 or 10 years old to now that everything that I've done in my life, and when I was going through tough times, and when God healed me from things or whatever like that, when the enemy wanted my life, for when I was depressed, that everything besides having a praying family, besides coming from having praying sisters and friends and ministries like yours around me, that it was for me sowing seeds and for me paying tithes and offering. And I will stand, and I stand by that today. And like she said, giving to people that you don't even know, because sometimes you don't have it to give. You know, sometimes it's easy for people to keep money in their pocket because they're scared. But if you know God, you're not scared. You know what I'm saying? If you know God, and if God gave it to you, he'll give you more. So if God lays on you to give somebody $100, you better know God may have a $1,000 check waiting for you. So people have, that's where that faith has to come in at. That faith has to be strong. And I thank God every single day, because if he comes to me right now, and he said, I had a friend that I grew up with, and she recently came into ministry. And she told me how she went in her apartment and gave away everything. She said she didn't know where anything was coming from, but she said the Spirit told her that I want you to give away everything in your apartment. She said, Kim, I had just bought that furniture not even 6 months earlier. She said, I didn't know what I was going to do. She said she didn't know what she was going to do. But she said she just knew that she had to trust God, that, you know, he laid it on her. It was a reason behind it. So she was like, you know, sometimes you want to say, oh, that's the enemy. He just want me to have nothing. No, it's not. She said, I knew for a fact that was something that God had for me later on, and I just had to do it. So she said, me and my son, and, you know, we sitting there, we have no furniture. And she didn't understand why. She said she cried, she cried. But then she realized that God felt like she was too attached to things. You know what I'm saying? Okay. She had become too attached to things, and he needed to strip up everything that she had so he can bring her back to him. So she said, when you're sitting there, you got no TV, you don't have nothing to lay on, all you forced to do is get in that word and pray. She said she was forced to fast and pray more. She was forced to get in the Bible because that was the only thing they had. She said they would spend their days at the library just studying the Bible. And so to make a long story short, God gave her a business. And then I think she was telling me about someone blessed her with a gift, like you were saying earlier, with a monetary gift that allowed her to get better furniture than she had before. It's just amazing. But she said that if I would have not listened, then she said I would not be where I am today. She's a very successful business owner. She has doing very amazing thing as far as the ministry, just like yourself. She spreads the word very well online. She uses Facebook like you guys just to get the word out there. And she's very, very, I mean, and that's a different person than I knew from, I mean, back in the days. Because, you know, we all have our heydays. Well, I mean, it's a totally different person. She always knew God, though. And I say that. You always know the Spirit by the Spirit. She always knew God. She always knew God. But she was also, too, caught up in the world. And she said she'll never go back down that route. You know, she'll never go back down there. But she said listening to God and being obedient and understanding that there's a purpose. Like you said, going through things is for a purpose, it's for a reason.
Purpose.
Not sometimes for us, because sometimes we are selfish. And that's by nature, and I hate to say it. And it's not always for us. It could be for someone else, but you have to go through it. You have to go through it. And also, too, stand inside that word and understand it. When you don't know and sometimes you feel, I go back to that and say, okay, what does the Bible teaches me about tithing? And you can go to, like I say, Genesis, Deuteronomy, Numbers, 2 Chronicles, Amos, Malachi, Matthew, Luke, Hebrews, every single one of them teaches you about what God said about tithing in the Bible. And so it's not just one scripture that everybody always go back to, which is Malachi. It's many of them out there where God says throughout the Bible that with tithing is so important. It's so important. So I say to everyone today, anyone that's out there listening, that if you have your doubts about going through something, you know, just think about all the people that's right now that's so blessed that are on this broadcast and they're giving their testimony, are people that are very successful. Like, we live in Southern California, and I tell people, it's like, I'm originally from Florida, and I lived in Atlanta, and then I lived here. And this is, like, by far one of the most expensive places to live. I came out here with nothing, nobody. Knew it. I didn't know anyone. I came out here on faith, you know, for the industry. But I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew that I knew how to work, and I knew that I knew my God. So the first thing I do is you connect yourself to a church, and that's what I did, you know. And the second thing I did is find a job. And then the third thing I did is get back into my tithing and, you know, studying my word. And because of that, it sustained me. But I say same thing when I moved to Atlanta. I think when you have faith and you know God and you know the principles, everything else follows. and everything else follows. Oh. It may not happen, like I tell people right now, it may happen 10 years from now, but everything that you have done in life, you will reap. You will reap. It will happen for you. You know, it may not happen right now. I think people want quick results. It doesn't always happen that way. You know, it doesn't always, you know, it may be little bit things here where God show you favor, like I feel just right about now that God shows me favor just keeping a roof over my head, you know. It may not be where I've had the substantial amount of money that I had back where I was like, oh, I have this and that. I know that's coming. Like our routine said, just giving it and saying that the million-dollar contracts and speaking and sowing that you do have those. Oh, it may start with a $1,000 contract, and I'm grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? But God had to bring me back for whatever reason. Evangelist Bernard had to bring me back to zero. For some reason, he had to bring me back. And, you know, and I know for a fact, it's like I think about it a lot because I give a lot. I'm very generous by nature. I mean, I would never stop being that way. But for some reason, there's a lesson behind it. And that's one of the things that if I think back to everything I've been through in my life, I have to think about the lessons because there's lessons behind everything we go through. And I feel like there's a lesson behind what God say, where you're doing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, and now you're down to not having anything. You're wondering why, what is going on. And
what is
but
going
God
on?
Say, I'm stripping you of this, but I'm still sustaining you. Because not too many people can be stripped of everything and still be able to keep a roof over their head and not be put out in the streets and everything. So I know that God has not forgotten me or forsaken me. He never will. He brought me to it. He's going to bring me through it. But I also know that he needs me to humble myself. He needs me to – he's been dealing with me a lot. But just, I've always had the gift of visions. I've been having visions since I was a young girl, but never as strong as I had now. So – just think about all the things. If I wouldn't have been going through all of this, I just don't think that I would be as strong as I am in the ministry, as hungry as I am in the ministry. You know, I would think that he would be opening my eye gate and ear gate as much. So it is. It may not be the monetary gain, but I'm gaining in other areas. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. So, again, I thank you guys for the opportunity to tell my testimony because, again, I struggle every single day, and I ask God questions every single day because I look around me and I see things. I'm like, but why and why and why? And, you know, the whys always come out because you see, you when you know that you are sower and you're very obedient and you know that you want to give and you want, like I said, I would love, it makes me feel good. I write checks out to ministries and put them in my Bible. You know what I'm saying? I write checks out in advance and put them in my Bible. The first thing first, because that's the first I want to do, and it hurts when I can't because I love giving, especially when you know it's been used well and, it, and you're giving and you're being fed. The ministry I gave to for 10-plus years, I never met the minister once. I never been to that ministry once. I just cut checks because it was a customer of mine that – I believed in because I knew him for a while, and we always talked about the Lord, and he's like, you know, God called me, I'm going to open a ministry. And I said, well, right now I'm not connected to a church. You know, I was newly out here in Atlanta, in California, and I was visiting churches. I would go up as our team, but I was not like a member. So I was like, you know what, in the meantime, until I find one, I will go ahead and, you know, just sow into your ministry, you know, so because it's from the heart. So like Albertine said earlier, when it's from the heart, you don't care because you know that you're doing it for the right reasons. So that's what I did. And, I mean, for years, 2,500, 3,000, 2,000 here, five, whatever I have, I would just sometimes, I don't even go, I didn't do the numbers. I just, whatever God said, laid on my heart, I just wrote the check out. And that was it. For years I've done that. But now when I look back on it, I had to think to myself that although I was doing that from my heart, I was sowing into. I didn't know. I had no idea what was being done with that money or anything. I was just sowing from my heart. God kept me because I was doing obedient, but I know for a fact that I probably could have been if this was your ministry, where I know every single day that you are faithfully on here, you know, on here every day, and not asking for anything. You're not saying, hey, $60 and I'm going to give a word. You know, you're not asking for nothing but just to save souls. I mean, this is the type of ministry people need to sow into because not once have you said that, and you know it costs to keep, I don't care what you do. It costs. Mm-hmm. You have a life to live. You have bills to pay. And it hurts me that I can't give more, that I would love to give more, because I know for a simple fact that you're doing this because you're called to do it. You're doing this from your heart, and you're going to be rewarded greatly for it. God says it's going to be rewarded. He's going to give you more than you ever need because of it, because you're coming on here without even thinking about it. And me and Albertine can tell you, we've both been a part of ministries that we felt like in order to even do anything, it's like you was giving, giving, and giving. And I was told one time when you didn't have that, oh, you owed us money. So when I needed a word, I couldn't even get a word because I owed them money.
My God, this was a
ministry. I routine to tell you, it was a ministry. So again, you know, sometimes we seek out and we need to pray ourselves to say, hey, God, is this where you want us to sow? And this is where you want us to give our money or our time. And sometimes we just don't do that. We do it just based on the simple fact that it's like hearsay. But I'm so grateful and I'm thankful for your word. I'm grateful for Sister Albertine and Sister Ruby and everyone else that comes, Sister Dawn, that comes on here and just seeking a word. And that's all. It's nothing else. Nothing else. But just know that everything you're doing is not in vain. God said it's not. Just know that everything you're doing, you're going to get everything you need. You're going to be able to just continue on. Because I know sometimes it's like, how long can I do this, you know, when you know for the fact that you're not receiving the monetary that you need to survive. Because you have to sustain. That's just part of life. That's what people need to understand, that you still have to live. You should not have to worry about that. That's something that you shouldn't. If we can give to ministries that we know for a fact that we don't know what they're doing, and we're sustaining them every single day, and some of these ministries that are making billions, millions of dollars, and we don't, and you never see them, hear from them, but you just know, you talk to a customer service company, but yet instead we still sow into those ministries based on namesake, because that's the problem with this world. Everything is statistics. It's like and I'm not going to call out the ministry, if it's so-and-so, then you know it's okay because the name on it. But we don't know it's okay. But the minute that something hits the news, then we all surprised. But that's what happens when there's idolatry involved. That's what's wrong with this country. Idolizing too many of the same people based on namesake. And I'm not doing that. And I've been guilty of that myself in the past. So I know that God has been dealing with me in areas of just humbling myself. And I come from small ministries, and it's hard for me being out here because a lot of ministries out in California are huge. I come from small churches, and, I mean, it may be five people in the choir, but you know what? We praise God. You know what I'm saying? It may have been five people in Sunday school, but we didn't stop the ministry. It can be two people. Didn't stop the ministry from saying we're not going to have service today. So I'm grateful, and I'm thankful, and I just feel the Holy Spirit, and I'm filled with so much joy, and I'm grateful, and I too, whenever God blesses, I know whenever, because I know He is, I'm more than happy to be able to sustain you in whatever way we can, so you can keep going, so you can move on to that next level, because we need more evangelists, we need more souls like yourself, sweet spirits, I mean, just doing it from the counters of their heart out there. That's what we need more of, and we need less of anyone else that's saying, if you ain't got $50 to sow, then I'm not going to say anything to you, because we all know that's not of God. That's not of God. So thank you again for the opportunity. I'm blessed, and I'm grateful. Thank you to Sister Albertine for leading me to you, because, again, we have shared a lot of stories, and I've been going back and forth to church with her a lot, and you're seeking, and you're constantly seeking. You just want to do what's right, you know. And in the middle of everything, you're going through a storm. You're like, God, when is right enough? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it doesn't seem that way. It's like you're still constantly waiting or whatever. But you also, that fear of God kicks in, and I'm grateful for that, where it's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to wait on the Lord, because I don't want to be punished 10 times for one thing. I'm there again. And like I said, I had straight away. I remember it was a time that I wouldn't even do anything without hearing from the Lord. And my life was so different back then. But then I got so comfortable, and I got a little bit in the world. And it's just that, I just was just living my life. And that fear of God had moved out the way. And that's when you start making bad decisions. And that's when you start to see your life unravel. So I'm just grateful right now, because even with what I have now, I think I'm happier just because of the fact of it is, I hate to say it, that you had, I was responsible for so many people, and I was trying to do so much for my family, and again, I wasn't pulling myself up. And you have to take care of yourself, number one, before you can help others.
My
but I've always put my family, my friends before everything. And I just can't. You know what I'm saying? I have to focus on me, my daughters, first of all, God, and my word, and staying more in the word, praying more, fasting more, you know, and making sure I get fed more in the ministry and not missing a word. Because I every day I get on here, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, I feel like I can just go to sleep, like I almost had a dose of medicine or something. I feel so relaxed. I feel so relaxed. And where before this happened, I was like so fragile. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was living on the edge. And I mean, it was just so crazy for me. So I tell anyone, and I have a sister out of Ohio that I want to be able to come on here, you know, different time zone. But she loves God so much, and she's been through so much. And I think her testimony alone and just hearing everything she went through, coming and watching her brother die of cancer at 30-some years of age. And you know, I know what that's like because I've lost so much of my grandmother, my uncles. I lost half of them within a matter of the last 10 years of my life just because of diabetes. That's, you know, we've been praying for healing for that. You know, my mom is on dialysis, and she's legally blind because of that. But we all know that God has the last word. And we all know that regardless of whatever, tell you where you're not going to live. Like my sister, she's a juvenile diabetic, and they say, oh, they don't live past a certain age. And I say, I don't go by what people say or men say, because they don't. They, that's what doctors say in science. But we all know God. You know, they sometimes forget that this still is God's world. He made everything and everybody. If he wants to come and wipe us all out, he will. So it's so important for us to understand at the end of the day that God is in control. And he has the last word. He can call home someone at 1 year old or 102. You know what I'm saying? So if it's your time to go, it's going to be based on what the Lord say and not what man say. So I keep my family in prayer and ask God to continue to heal their bodies and cleanse their blood and get them renew their spirit and their mind, renew my spirit and mind. I ask God to continue to watch over me and bless my company and that the steps that I'm making right now that are ordered by him, and I'm taking directions of him. I'm not doing anything impulsive, emotional, but I'm hearing from God. And if I don't hear from the Lord, and that's not what he wants me to do, then I'll wait on him. And it's okay to wait, you know. It's okay to wait. You know, sometimes we want stuff now, and you may get it now, but it'll be over before you know it. You know, wouldn't you rather wait on the Lord and have it forever? So, you know, I'm just grateful and I'm thankful for God for that. And I know that all the steps I'm making now, even now, it's like, Lord, what is going to happen? When is it going to happen? It's happening when you don't know it's happening. You just have to be patient. And sometimes God wants you to focus more on him, and that's when you least expect that phone call will ring, when you get that order. You know, it's when you're sitting there and you're looking at the phone and you constantly. And so I'm learning now just to lay back and say, you know what, I put in the work and I'm going into this new adventure right now, and I'm asking God for favor, and I'm because of the people that I'm linking up with, I don't want to make mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes in the past with business partners, but I'm just asking God and let him see me through. So again, thank you, and I love you. I'm blessed by you, and I can't wait to start sowing into your ministry. That's one of the things I am more than ecstatic about. I can't wait to be able to give to a ministry what I've given in the past, but to a ministry I've gotten so much. I've gotten within a day more than I've gotten out of a 10 years of someone I was sowing $100,000 to, because it was a lot of money we sold into that ministry, to a point where my accountant was like, whoa, you giving people salaries. And I was like, you know, you can tell me to stop, like, shopping, you can tell me, like, you know, I don't need a new car, but no one will ever tell me how and when to give. That's never going to stop. You can never tell me if I wanted to take every penny out of my bank and give to the ministry, I would do that. You can tell me everything else, but nobody will ever tell me what I can give, because I can never give back God what he's given to me. So, so thank you again, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Oh, Lord. Sister Ruby is a witness. You know, I try knows. I try to be led of God. Lord,
amen.
What order my steps today? That's my prayer when I get up in the morning. Order my steps. And I said, I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel it, but it really wasn't me. It was God. Because the Lord wanted you all to come forward and testify.
Amen.
And Sister Ruth is on this line with me. She's a witness. Because she was talking to me this morning. And she and I began to talk. And she began to, you know, I've shared some of my life stories with her. And she began to tell me about sowing. She started talking about sowing all what you have sown into your family. She said, I've watched you. I've only known Sister Ruby about 2.5 years. But she began to testify and witness to me this morning and told me how we were in this ministry together and I joined the ministry and, you know, brought up my grandson and my granddaughter. And so, you know, I'm saying that because the Lord wanted you and Albertine to get on this radio broadcast today and give that. You all just don't know how much this has encouraged me. And Sister Ruby is on the line, and she could tell you that was what we talked about this morning, sowing. And I didn't know what you all were going to talk about, but I knew our topic was going through with purpose. But I didn't know how God, and you all didn't probably, I know y'all didn't confirm with one another and talked about what you all were going to say, but the Lord said, let them testify today.
Amen.
Lord, I tell you, this was of God. So I'm going to Sister Ruby, and she can open up and see Dawn. My sister's probably at work, and she's been such a blessing. I just love her to death. You know, that's my only family member that I see regularly on this line. Oh, God, and you all have just encouraged me today.
Amen.
So I'm going to let Sister Ruby get Dawn on, and then Sister Ruby can testify a little bit. And that's what God wanted today. He didn't want no speaker today. We already had speakers. You all that's on the line. And I want you all encouraged. I haven't seen Sister T. I tried to call her this morning, and her phone is off. And I don't even know how to get in touch with her. You know, I said, Lord, her phone is off. How do I get in touch with Sister T? So I want you all to pray that she'll get her phone back on because I don't have no way of reaching her. Hallelujah. And pray
Amen.
For Sister Patrice. Amen. So Sister Ruby, back into your head.
Okay, praise the Lord. We have, I don't know the number, but I'm going to call it out, 818-8013 caller.
That's me. That's Sharice. Hi, this is my first time calling in.
Oh, well, wonderful. What's your name?
Sharice.
Oh, Sharice. Okay, God bless. Who told you to come? Who invited you on?
It'd be Sister Albertine.
Oh, isn't that a blessing? She said, well, go, you know, your line is open. You can say what you feel or question, answer, whatever. It's just a blessing to have you on. So you can go ahead and speak.
Thank you so much for giving the time to speak. I just wanted to offer my services to the ministry because I'm a designer.
Oh.
If you're ever looking for, like, business cards or flyers, I can create those for you because I've also worked on Albertine's as well.
Ooh. God bless you. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, all I ask for is your blessing, and Albertine's going to take care of it, and I'll just help you out any way I can with helping you spread the word with colorful postcards, flyers, and whatever you need to help spread the word.
Wow. Thank you so much. Sister Albertine was telling me about you yesterday, and I told her I have my business card already designed, and all of my lettering and everything, just haven't been able to get things printed up in a timely fashion. So I will certainly get with Albertine and get your information. Oh, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
being on the line with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I have. I wouldn't mind a prayer, but it's not so much for me. It's for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He just got married not too long ago. He's been in a relationship with a beautiful woman for 5 years, and they have two cute kids. But he has a lot of insecurities because he's had a rough childhood. He's been in and out of prison, but now he's out. He's got a really good job, but he's still being held back by his own demons. And he's just has very low confidence right now. So, and I would just hope that you could pray for him to let him, so he can let go of all of that baggage.
Okay.
And
His name is Lewis.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
Lewis, you want to pray for him, Sister Ruby?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you today that you brought her on, Sister Albertine, always witnessing as part of her ministry, and we thank you that you drawed her to the broadcast, and she's given up her time and talent to further the ministry of the gospel of Jesus. This ministry, Lord, we just thank you. That's just so awesome that she would give up that time and talent to New Destiny Ministries. We thank you for her. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up her brother to you. She says that he'd go back and forth and in different situations. But, Lord Jesus, we know we all need a mind change and a heart set. Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. Go where we can't go. We ask you to touch him, Lord Jesus, deliver him. Open up his mind that he would want to come in the church. Hallelujah. Send a witness out to it. Join him for your family, Lord Jesus, because you said all souls are yours. And we thank you for this opportunity that we may lift him up unto you, because you knew all of this before she even spoke it. You know everything go on, Jesus. You know everything that we stand in need of, her, her brother, everything else. And we thank you for this opportunity that she felt comfortable that she would ask us to pray for her brother. Lord Jesus, bless her. Bless her, Lord Jesus. She walk in whatever she needs. Hallelujah. Lord, pour down the rain of blessings over her life, because it was from her heart. Ooh, head above sea. Ooh, glory. Ooh. Hallelujah. It was from her heart that she came on this broadcast and told Sister Albertine about she wanted to help out on this broadcast that Sister Albertine have sent her to. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you. That's such a blessing, because everything they do now is about green dollar bills, Lord Jesus. But we thank you because she has such a good heart and a confidence and love you and love your people, Lord Jesus. Then she said, well, pray, Lord, we ask you to not only bless her, to move her ministry up 100-fold. Hallelujah. Whatever she's standing in need of and praying, Lord Jesus, you know about it because you know where she lives. Lord, bless her, touch her, and keep her going. Bless her body, bless her health. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Keep her with that heart and mind to do your will for your ministry and for your people, because, Lord Jesus, We need more like her to come forth and give to the kingdom, because once she gives to the kingdom, Lord Jesus, she's doing the work of you. She's spreading the gospel, hallelujah, throughout all the world. And the death, burial, and resurrection of you, but you're living. You are alive forevermore. And we thank you, we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the young lady. Hallelujah. And we thank you for Sister Cammy. I got it right. Hallelujah. And all the rest that come on to do your will in your way. And we love you and we praise you and we give you all the praise. And we thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to pray for her brother. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We truly just, Lord, I'm so full today. I tell you, I have, I feel like I've eaten a full course meal. You know, you sit down and eat a full course meal, and you just so full, you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. We have eaten a full course meal today, and we have learned even a little bit more how to go through with a purpose, a specific purpose. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for the test. We thank you for the trials, because they have come to produce a greater faith, not a greater faith in our ability, but a greater faith in you, God, a greater faith to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, God, we asking you to bless these women of God that have made great sacrifices. It may seem little to some, but when you come together in fellowship, when you come together to hear a word from the Lord, it is a great sacrifice. They can find many things to do during this hour. They can find many things to talk about during this hour. But Lord God, we thank you for the time that they sacrifice. That's what sowing is. They sow their time. They sow, hallelujah, just the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. For you say it in your word to be not just hearers, but to be doers of the word. God, we thank you for Sister Ruby. We thank you for Sister Dawn. We thank you for Sister Sherry that have come on the line. We thank you for Sister Cammy sharing her testimony. Thank you for Sister Albie T sharing her testimony. Thank you for even Pastor Karuk that came on the line to listen today. God, we asking you to bless us. We asking you to increase our faith, Lord God. We asking you to spread the table, Lord God, and as you spread the table, give us a mind to invite someone else to the feast. Invite someone else to come and sup with us, Lord God. Lord, we bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for today. We thank you because you told us to have testimony service. You, you told these young women to get on this line and talk about sowing a seed. We're not on here begging. We're not on here asking for no money. And if you don't have any money, we can't pray the prayer of faith over you. We can't pray for the sick. We can't pray for those that need deliverance. We can't pray for those that are addicted. We can't pray for those that are downtrodden. You didn't tell us to do that, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you for this word, because this word has come to strengthen us. This word has come to encourage us. This word has come up to uplift us. This word has come to empower us to know, God, that we're standing on the rock, and that rock is King Jesus. God, we're not asking for anything. All we're asking for is your peace to continue to reign in our lives. All we ask, Lord God, is for you to order our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And every day we're asking you to order our steps, Lord. If you order our steps, God, oh, God, we'll have everything that we need. But you say we don't even know what to pray for. But the Holy Ghost, God, I bless you today. The Holy Ghost making intercession for us with moaning and groanings. Lord God, we bring our sister T before you today. Hallelujah. And I don't know what's going on. I can't get in touch with her. Well, God, but I'm asking somebody, if she don't have the money to pay her phone bill, that somebody would call her. Hallelujah. Call them to be able to sow into her life, God, and get that phone back on. Hey, Gloria, I'm going to ask her when she come back on to give me a daughter's number, somebody else's number, where I can get in touch with her. I don't even know how to sow a seed into her today because I can't reach her, Lord God. Oh, God, but you can reach into places that we can't go. I sow a seed today in our life where that phone will come back on. And God, Sister Patrice, we bring her before you today. today, God, and we're standing in agreement with you. The things that she don't understand what's happening in her life, God, things she can't even trust you for. God, help us. Help us to just rise up and let our faith rise up in her where she'll be encouraged. Hallelujah. She'll know that this too shall pass. She'll know that you're going to bring her out, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for Sister Ruby co-hosting. Thank you for opening up the switchboard. Thank you, Lord God, for her intervening and interceding on others' behalf. Oh, God. We're asking you to continue to bless this nation. Oh, remember the Martin family and even the Gentleman family, Lord God, because all souls belong to you. You don't know what this verdict was going to be. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort parents all over, mothers and fathers that have lost children, whatever way, to natural causes, to murder, Lord God, to sickness and disease, Lord God. Comfort their heart right now, God. Wrap your arms around them, Lord God, and let them know that everything is going to be all right. Oh, God, and even for the young woman that came on and off of our services to us, oh, God, we're asking you to continue to bless our Lord God. Oh, Jesus, no man can offer something to the ministry, and you don't give it back to them 100-fold, not 10, not 20, not 30, not 60, but 100-fold, God. We asking you to bless her in the name of Jesus. God, remember faithful, Lord God, that have taken care and did some of our work, Lord God. We asking you to continue to bless her. Bless every minister. Bless every bishop. Every apostle. Remember Prophet Davis today, God. And all of those, Bishop Jesse Grant. And all of those that come on the line and have rendered their time to minister a word to us. We asking you to remember them. Remember our speaker on tomorrow, Mother Mildred Richards, Lord. We asking you to continue to open up doors for and make ways for. And even those that we haven't seen on the line, Sister Kim down in Louisiana, Minister Maurice, and all those that come on the line, Prophet Pearson, God, remember him in a special way, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. Even Evangelist Joshua, we lift that up today, God. God, we don't know what's going on with her, but you know everything, God. Remember Dawn and remember Jarvis, God. Remember Sister Cammie's daughters, God. Remember Sister Albertine's sons, God. Remember Sister Ruby grandson, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to touch his body. Bring healing, Lord God. Bring change in our lives, God. We bless you, and even Pastor Hamilton, continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Remember the bereaved family that is going through and Pastor Hamilton's family. Bless him, Lord God, as we come on Thursday and Friday and do a two-day seminar for us, talking about going through with the purpose. Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. Remember Prophetess Harrison, Lord God. Remember my mother and my family. Remember Danielle, my sister, Lord. 20 years, Lord God, we believe in you for you to open the prison doors, God. Remember also my son. More, God. Continue to touch and strengthen him. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise for it. Hey, Sister Ruby, we got to get a testimony for you before we end this broadcast. Hallelujah. We just got to get a testimony from you. Hey, glory, I just feel that the Lord wants you to testify.
Sister Dawn is on the air. Sister Dawn?
Amen, amen. Thank you, God.
Sister Dawn, your line is open.
Are you able to testify? Oh, glory to God.
I testify about many things. I testify and I ask, can I testify?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, y'all be here till tomorrow if I didn't testify. I testify the Lord just blessed me with everything. All the things that I need and most of the things I want. I testify about all. He been so good to me. Just like I got the call, and when they told me that it was going to be that high in spirit, I went back, they said 4.9%. That's a testimony, because I was getting ready to give it back. Lord is so good to me. He just blessed me all the time. I goes in the store. I mean, I don't know if it's because of my personality, but everywhere I go, I'm touched and blessed.
Ooh.
It just amazes me how they just see me and they be glad to see me. Everybody, everywhere Ooh. I go, I have favor. I have favor Ooh. With God everywhere
favor.
I go.
Ooh.
That's right. Everywhere I go, I have favor. So it's just
Ooh.
A blessing to me. And God is so good. So I it's nothing I can say, but I just thank God for everything, the big and the small. He's a blessing. So thank you all for all the prayers, and thank you for just touching the hearts of many people. I just thank you all. Just thank you for everything. And God bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's my oldest sister, and when she say that she don't know if people bless her and she have favor with them, if it's because of personality, she have the sweetest personality, and she's going to speak to folks everywhere she go, whether they looking, she don't care how they look. She going to praise the Lord with them. She going to speak to them, and that's why, oh, God, she have a beautiful personality, and she's just not talking. I never known my sister to hold any grudges. I never known her to be angry and upset and want to fight it, you know, just want to jump on folks and mad and nasty with them. She keeps her spirit is the same. It don't change. She had, and I pray that God would bless me with that kind of spirit one day where, you know, it never changes. No matter what come or go, she remained the same. And that's Dawn. And she's been like that all her life. I've known her all my 59 years, and she's about 3 or 4 years older than me. And she never changes. She have a sweet spirit, sweet, loving, and kind spirit. And I just bless the Lord for her. So God bless you, Dawn. We're going to go to Sister Ruby and let Sister Ruby testify. This was God today, you all. Huh? Amen. A few of us on the line, but that the Lord knows who's going to be here. Amen. Yes. So, Sister Ruby, we want to hear a testimony from you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's not so much a testimony for me as it is that the Lord ordained this day for Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy. I got her name right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, for them to come on and her friend. Because, you know, I think throughout all these 19 months, we have never talked about tithing and sowing seeds.
That's the truth.
Pardon me?
I said that's the truth.
But it hit my spirit when Sister Albertine started. I mean, it was just so anointed. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? And she went to praying and tithes and sowing seed and offering. And I say, Lord Jesus, I thank you because Evangelist Bernard did not ask for sowing tithes and sowing seeds and offering. Sister Ruby did not ask on this broadcast 19 months for tithes, sowing seeds, and offering. But he knew what to do to bring this word out to life for this broadcast and for this nation and for the world. So I thank Sister Albertine because she got it in her spirit and it was anointed. The Holy Ghost was anointed. And Sister Cammy was anointed. I say, Lord, what am I going to, oh, good glory, the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, Lord,
woo,
I don't need no testimony. I'm just going to testify your goodness to Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy. It was awesome that the Lord used y'all. And, I mean, it was from your heart, and it was anointed, and it hit me.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you so much because they cannot get off this broadcast and say, Evangelist Bernard, what they're begging. They can't get off this broadcast and say, oh, Sister Ruby, you know, she rapped with her co-host, she begging. Oh, this one is begging. But the Lord used Sister Albertine because her heart is right, she loves the Lord, and everybody knows she do a work and she give tithes and offering. And she's telling everybody how to be blessed with this sowing of tithe and offering, if you don't have money to go here and do that, and then came back to back up with Sister Cammie. I said, Lord, I thank you, because when he wants his word to come forth, it shall go forth, and it shall not, it shall prosper what it set out to do. So I just commend Sister Albertine's spirit today, Sister Cammie's spirit, and everybody else was on the line that came forth, because they talked about tithing and offering and giving the seed, not so much as your money. But then the greatest the Lord done was bring Sister Albertine Friend on, and now she's telling Evangelist Bernard, well, you call me, or we going to get it together. You need.
Yes,
you all I can say is I love you and praise you and bless these sisters, because they are awesome. Their heart is right, and they love you. So pray my strength in the Lord. I'm excited. They can't say we begging. Hallelujah.
Oh, Sister Ruben, all right, folks, begging. She liked the Lord to talk to her about what to give. And she always says, Sister Bay, that is what happened. We were just, and Sister Ruby is a witness. Didn't you tell me this morning about sowing? Did we know that the Lord had a message from Sister Albertine and Sister Cammie about sowing this morning?
No, I didn't
Sister
know.
Ruby?
No, I didn't
did
know they
know
had
that?
One. But he gave the word to the right too, because they give and they sow, and they see and they see the miracles and the working he have done in their home. You know what I'm saying? So it's true. I'm just overwhelmed. Is anything too hard for Jesus? I'm through. Is anything too hard for him?
Go ahead and preach.
I'm sure. All right. Okay. God bless.
Oh Lord, you man, It really, you know, I know sometimes I'm a little redundant, because when I see, open up Sister Albertine's, when I see that it's not me, it's the Lord's doing.
That's right.
I said, Sister Ruby, the speaker I asked to come on didn't get confirmation, and I just didn't have it today to go forth to minister. I said, so, you know, as they come on, I told Sister Ruby, you got to help me out. We want to have some testimonies. It was not me. It was God. And when you get out the way and you let God lead you, let him guide you, and you won't go wrong. I had no idea what Sister Albertine and Cammie was going to say today. But I knew this morning, as Sister Ruby and I was talking, and I knew I just, you know, I was just the front gates of tears just opened up to me. And then Sister Ruby began to talk about me sewing and how she watched my life. I didn't know these women was coming forth like this. So, oh, God, I give God all the glory. I give him all the glory for what he's doing, because truly, this was not me today. And I like to give people a heads up. But he said, I didn't talk to Sister Cammie. All I talked to this morning about 10:30 or 7:11 with Sister Albertine. I said, I know you're busy, but do you have any time where you can speak to the people today? Yes. Whatever the Lord, and I told her, whatever the Lord lay on your heart. Did not I say that, Sister Albie?
Oh, her line is not open. Wait a minute.
Oh, God, it's God, it's God, it's God.
Sister Albertine.
Sister Albertine.
I'm here. Open. Can you hear me?
Did
yes.
not I ask you to be led up the Lord and however the Lord leads you to come
yes,
forward?
You did.
Did I say
yes,
anything
you
to you about prayer?
No. No, you just told me to be led and call in, give a testimony, that's it. No topic whatsoever, just be led. And then I called Cammie, I told Cammie, and I told other free people, call in and just, you know, just be led. Just be led.
Lord have mercy.
Praise the Lord. And that's what the Lord gave me, because that's what he's been dealing with me on, just tithing and sowing seeds. And because remember, you reap what you sow. You know, so good soil and sowing to good ministry, you will reap a harvest. But if you sow on bad soil that nothing can even come out the ground, then guess what? Don't be surprised when what you've been praying for don't manifest. So, you know, you pray and ask God to lead you to where you should sow and pay tithes and offering. But, boy, I tell you, I'm so excited about your ministry. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
I just feel in my spirit so many good things that the Lord is doing for you. And I just want to continue to pray for you. I just want to, my prayers is to pray for you and strength and guidance. And Sister Ruby, Dawn, Sister Cammie, everybody that's listening, I want to say a prayer for you because something's in the atmosphere. I can feel it in the atmosphere. I also, really quick, I have a client sitting here, Phyllis. She's a really good friend of mine. She's a God-fearing woman of God, just love your ministry. She's listening now, and I gave her your number. And we were talking about her business and some things the Lord is doing for her. And then she got a text about one of her friends who passed away on Saturday. So we just want to keep, you know, Sister Phyllis in prayer. And Phyllis, what was the name of your friend?
Cynthia.
Her friend Cynthia, who just passed away, you know, this Saturday from cancer. And we just want to pray for her family and keep her family uplifted and you know, just praise the Lord. Our sister from the body is present with the Lord. So we just want to pray her and pray for Phyllis. You want to say hi real fast to Evangelist Bernard?
I just, you know, I've been listening, and I praise God for you, and I thank you for the anointing that is clearly on your ministry, and it's been a blessing to me. And so I just want to continue to lift you up and all of your listeners, and certainly Sister Albie, who we have been ministering to each other all day today, and I heard her testimony, and I was just so blessed by it, and I just said to her, there's an anointing flowing through her that God is using her in a powerful way. And so I am blessed to be part of it. I'm blessed to hear all that is being said, and I just thank you for your prayers and for your ministry, and I just ask God to bless you now in ways that will go way beyond what you can even ask or think. God is going to bless you for what you are doing. And so I just thank you all.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to lift you up in prayer. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You know, we don't know why God brings people in our lives, but he said to try the spirit. And then you'll know if it's of God. And I know about 4 months ago when Sister Albertine came on the line and Sister Cammie, and they have been faithful. And I know that she's working and doing hair and taking care of a business and what have you. But I was sharing, I was praying just with Sister Patrice this morning about, you know, that's a seed you are sowing. When you sow into calling on this ministry and listening to the word, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing. Our faith will never rise up if we don't hear the word. See, the scripture didn't tell us faith is by reading. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says to read your word and you'll increase your faith. But it says faith cometh by hearing. So I don't care how much reading you do, I don't care how many books you buy, you have to hear the word of God, and hearing causes you to respond. Hearing causes you to be a doer, because after you hear the word, then you have to be a doer of the word. Oh, God, I bless you today. Jesus, you are a great God. Lord God, and right now we stand before you, and we bring your Sister Phyllis before you today. You don't know Messiah. Oh, God, I thank you for being a great God. Oh, God, and I know the heart is heavy today, because when you have had a friend that you have had it for years, I mean, oh, God, to find a friend is rare in the day that we're living in. Oh, God, but we asking you to comfort our heart. And even her friend Cynthia, I don't know if she's leaving. leaving any children. I don't know if she's leaving any parents behind. Oh, God, but we're asking you to touch that bereaved family today. Touch Sister Phyllis's heart. Let her be a support. Let her be a leaning post for that family, Lord God. Oh, God, you know when our expiration day is. You know when our time here on earth is over, God. Nobody knows our end but you. Oh, God, so we're asking you to dry every tear. We're asking you to comfort them in the hour of bereavement, God. And whatever needs they may have, hallelujah, whatever need they may have, God, we're asking you to grant it. We're asking you to send your angels, Lord God, right now. Oh, God. And the friend that she was to Sister Cynthia, she would also be a friend to that family. Oh, God, I know what it is to lose a loved one. I lost a child. That was murdered. Hallelujah. I know how people will tell you, I'm going to be there for you. Oh, but after 60 or 90 days, they were gone. And we didn't have anybody to look to but you, Jesus. We didn't have nobody to call on but you, Lord God. You saw my tears. And the same tears you saw, and you continually see when I mourn. You continually see when I grieve. You continually see when I think about missing my daughter, God. I want you to minister to Sister Phyllis, because she's going to miss a friend. If a friend was a friend indeed, she's going to think about her. Hallelujah. Sometimes in the midnight hour, oh, God, she's going to need you to comfort her. She's going to need your assurance, Lord God, your blessed assurance that you're there, God, and you're going to see her through. Oh, God, continue to bless these women of God. Don't let them become discouraged. Don't let them be deceived, God. In this day and hour, you're calling for a faithful few. You're calling for some women that's going to be bold. You're calling for some women that don't mind shedding tears, God. You're calling for some women that's going to make a commitment, God. That's going to make a commitment, not with money. Hallelujah, but with their time, with their prayers, with their fasting, God, with their laying prostrate and calling and interceding on behalf of someone else. Help us not to think on the things of ourselves, but help us to think on the things of others. Help us to think on the things that are pure. Help us to think on the things that are higher than in this fire on somebody else's need or on somebody else's situation. Think about the tears that somebody else is shedding. Think about the sacrifices that somebody else is making on behalf of someone else. Oh, God, we'll be careful, God, to give you the glory and to give you the praise, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we're not on this line. We're not serving you for the fishes and the loaves, God, but we're serving you because we believe that you are great, God. We're serving you because we believe that you are great deliverer. We're serving you because we believe that you are great healer. We're serving you because we know that you are a miracle worker. We know you to be a heart fixer. We know you to be a mind regulator. We know you to be a bridge over the troubled waters. Oh, God, troubled waters. And as you're troubling the waters, God, give us, hallelujah, give us the strength to put a foot forward. Give us the strength to step in that pool while the water is moving. Give us the strength, Lord God, to know that everything that we need is in you, Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We're not sad today. We might have some tears, but the tears that we're shedding, they're tears of joy. The tears that we're shedding is for our brothers and our sisters today. Hey, we're not petitioning you today on our behalf, but we're petitioning you today. today on behalf of our sisters, on behalf of our brothers, God, on behalf of the unfortunate, on behalf of those that are grieved, on behalf of those that's wondering which way to go, on behalf of those that need some instructions, those that need some guidance, those that need some comfort, Lord God, we ask in you all our steps, Lord, all our steps, God. Each and every day, shield us and protect us as we go through the dangerous highways and the byways, as we meet and greet people everywhere. Let us meet and greet them with a smile. Let us meet and greet them with a grateful heart. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, and we give you glory. We give you praise for everything that our ears have heard today. Hallelujah, we bless you, and we give God, we give our lives to you today, God. We're making another commitment to you today, God. We're vowing that we'll sell out to you, Jesus. We're vowing when we get discouraged, when we get in a place that we've never been in before. We're asking you to lead and guide us out of that, God. Help us, Lord God, to accept you. Help us to know that you are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd. Hey, God, you are the husbandman. You are the vine dresser. God, we bless you to God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless you. And we give you glory. Hallelujah, we can't say anything else, Lord God. But let your will be done in our lives. Not our will, Lord, but your will. Go before us, Lord God, and open up the floodgates of heaven. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on us, Lord God. Rain on everything that we have need of, even the things that we don't even know what to pray for. Lord God, we're asking you to go before us and rain up on us in the name of Jesus. I'll put Bishop Paul Martin on before we close, Sister Ruby. And I'm going to give you the last words. And we want to hear Bishop Paul Martin. Let it rain. We're asking for the rain to come now. Rain on Sister Phyllis. Rain on Sister Cynthia's family on this week, Lord God. And dry every tear, God. Hallelujah. Rain on Albertine. Rain on Cammie. Rain on Sister Ruby. Rain on Sister Donald. Rain on Sister Cherie. And all those that are asking. Rain on Sister T. Rain on Sister Patrice. Rain on Prophet Davis. All those that come on this line and minister. Even those that are in radio lane that's listening on the internet. Those that will go back on the archives. Rain on them. Rain on the Martin family. Rain on the Zimmerman family. Rain on the prosecutors. Rain on the attorneys, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Sister Ruby. Oh, glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Ah, God, I bless you today. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God.
It's going, but it's not playing. Rain on Us by Ernest Peale is not coming. It's moving, but it's not coming out with anything.
Try Let It Rain by Bishop Paul Martin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, God. Bless you today, God. You all be encouraged. God ain't through with us yet. Woo, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
They say let it rain, but it's not saying by, what's his name? It's just got
Paul
let it.
Martin. It's okay. Opening now.
They say let it rain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see it on my end. See if it's playing on your end.
It's not saying any.
Okay, just a moment. Just a minute, Sister Ruby. It's on, but I can't hear it.
No, I can't hear it either. It's not on.
Do you see it open?
It opened,
is
but
it
I
open?
Didn't. It opened, but I didn't hear anything.
Okay, just a minute. Let me see if it's playing. It's playing, but I can't hear the music. Okay, well, the law knows. It's on, but we can't hear it. I don't know what has happened. but it's on. But that's all right. We're asking the Lord to let it rain on us. So God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Mother Richards, Mildred Richard, will be on the line of Oakland, California. And on Thursday and Friday, we're doing a two-day seminar. We're talking about going through with purpose, and we will have the pastor and life coach that is so faithful to this ministry. That's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton. Invite somebody to come on the line. If you really want to know about going through with purpose, I dare you to invite somebody to come on this line on Thursday and Friday. Pastor Hamilton be with us, and he is an in-depth teacher and preacher. So God bless you. We love you. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. I guess I'll take, I'm going to go to Shirley Caesar. Jesus, I love calling your name. Let's see what this plays.
Oh, it's playing. Isn't that something? Thank
Shirley.
You, Lord.
Oh, glory, Lord. I guess. That's fine. Yep, God will always play. I want to pray. Woo! Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, how I love to call your name.
What happened, Groovy?
It stopped talking.
I love you.
Open
the
floodgates of heaven.
Forget about that. Was the fun we
let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven.
All right, we doing this, doing some crazy stuff, Sister Ruby.
Oh, that's a, we can close out. God bless everybody. It was just a blessing today the Lord came in. So God bless. We look forward to having you on our 1 o'clock p.m. East Standard Time. Okay, God bless. Love y'all. Close out.
Amen.
Okay.
Love you too. Love
Amen.
You, Sister Albertine, Sister Ruby, Sister Phyllis, Dawn. God bless you all.